Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the fourth parak of Maseches Maaseros. Today we are learning parak Dalet Mishnah Hey and parak Dalet Mishnah Vav. We continue our discussion of various crops and when the obligation of Maaser sets in regarding them, at which point you're no longer allowed to eat them in a temporary, casual, snack-like way. Says the Mishnah, HaMekalif Sorim, if a person is peeling off the husks of barley. Now certainly, we're not talking about a situation where the barley is in the field, because if the barley is in the field, then certainly you can eat it in a temporary snack-like way. We're also not talking about it where the barley is in the threshing floor, because in the threshing floor, at that point, it's being processed, and you would not be able to eat it until the maaser is taken. So we're talking about a case where you sort of took it away from the threshing floor, and you're peeling off the husks of the barley. Says the Mishnah, Mekalif achas achas ve'ochel. You can peel off each individual stalk of barley, one by one, and that's perfectly permitted. However, says the Mishnah, ve'im kilef ve'nosam l'soch yado. But if you are peeling off the husks of a bunch of them at once in your hand, and you're piling them in your hand, then chayiv, then you would be obligated in separating maaser before eating them, before continuing to eat them, because at that point you created a mini batch like we discussed previously, and you'd have to separate maaser before continuing to eat them. At this point they're becoming processed in your hand, you're going to have them for later, you're eating them in a more formal way. Continuing in the Mishnah, HaMolel Melilos Shelchitim. If a person is sort of rolling wheat, the way that it would work is with their hand, they're rolling the stalks of wheat in order to remove the chaff from the edible kernels, and he has the combination of the edible kernels and the inedible chaff in his hand, and he's rolling them in his hand to get rid of the inedible chaff of the wheat. Says the Mishnah, Menape miyad liyad v'ochal. You can certainly sift these kernels of wheat and these stalks of wheat by really throwing them from one hand to the other, by throwing them back and forth in your hands. You're separating the edible kernels from the inedible chaff of the wheat. However, says the Mishnah, v'im nipa, but if you are sifting it and winnowing it, v'nosan l'socheko, when you pile them up in your lap, then chayiv, then you would be obligated to separate maaser at that point. You wouldn't be able to eat them anymore in a casual way, because again, once you pile them up in your lap, you're demonstrating and showing that you're eating them in a formal way, not a snack-like way, and therefore you'd be obligated to separate maaser at that particular point in time. Continuing in the Mishnah, Kusbar, when it comes to coriander seeds. Now, coriander really had two parts then. Number one, they have the seeds that were planted, and that was really the edible part that people would have. But there were also leaves as part of the coriander that people would not typically eat. They really weren't as edible. Says the Mishnah, Kusbar Shezra Lazera. If a person has coriander that they're planting and that they planted and that they have for the purpose of their seeds, you want the seeds because that's the edible part. Yeraka Pater. The leaf part of the coriander would be exempt from maaser because you don't really want the leaves, you really want the seeds. However, says the Mishnah, Zira'a liyarak, but if you're planting them for the purpose of the leaves, then misasheres zera viyarak. Then you're obligated to separate maaser for the seeds, always coriander, you got to separate maaser for the seeds because that's the ikur, that's the main part of this of the plant. But viyarak, you also have to separate for the leaves as well, because even though normally you don't have to, because in this case your intention, your kavana, your desire is for the leaves, you'd have to separate maaser for the leaves of the coriander as well. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar says, Hasheves misasheres zera viyarak vizirin. If you have dill, you are obligated to separate maaser for their seeds, for their dill weed, and for their stems, says Rabbi Elazar. It's not only the seeds, but it's the other parts of the dill that you could potentially eat that you'd be obligated to separate maaser for as well. However, the Chachamim say, and they disagree with Rabbi Elazar, and they say, no, Eino misasher zera viyark, you don't need to separate both the seeds and the leaves. Generally speaking, you only need to separate the seeds, because the seeds are really what your intention, generally speaking, is. Generally, you only have to separate the seeds, unless, of course, your intention is for the leaves, like we learned about coriander. If your intention is for the leaves, then you'd have to separate maaser both for the seeds and for the leaves. However, the Chum add an exception there, where you would need to also separate maaser for the seeds and the leaves, cases of hashachalayim v'hagargar bilvad, only in the cases of this cress or this garden rocket, two different types of crops, where people would also want the leaves, that they're both equally ikar, that both people want the seeds and the leaves of these various crops. But the chum says, generally speaking, you don't have to separate meiser for the leaves, because only the seeds are the parts of the crops that people want to eat. Continuing now with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, as we finish off the Perek, says the Mishnah, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Timaros shel tilton v'shel chardo v'shel pol halavan chayavos b'meiser. If you have the stalks or the shoots that come off the vine of fenugreek or of mustard seed or of these white beans, all of these cases, you have the shoots and the stalks of the vegetables, of the crops, those are also obligated in meiser, because Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel is of the opinion that even the shoots and the stalks of these crops are still considered fruit, are still considered edible and necessary, that for people that are planting these crops, they certainly want that as well, and therefore they'd be obligated in Meiser as well. And then finishing off the Mishnah with two more opinions regarding this issue, Rabbi Lezer, Omer Rabbi Lezer says, Hatzlof misasher timaros ve'evyonos ve'kafres. When it comes to a tzlaf, which is like this, a caper bush. Caper bushes basically have two different parts. They have the capers, which are like the buds before the flowers actually grow. Capers are like, well, if you look at the kotel, you have these caper bushes all around the stones, growing out of the stones of the kotel. So you have the capers that are the buds that are edible before the flowers. And then you have the caper berries that grow there as well. So says Rabbi Lezer, you, when it comes to capers, you're obligated to separate meiser for the stalks and the shoots or the capers that grow, and the caper berries as well, you're obligated to separate meiser for, and the husks of the caper bushes as well, you're obligated to separate meiser for. According to Rabbi Lezer, those are also considered fruit for the purposes of meiser, and you must separate meiser for them as well. However, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, Ein misasher ele evyonos, you only have to separate meiser for the evyonos, for the caper berries, mipnei shehein pri, because only the caper berries have the status of a fruit, and you only need to separate for the actual fruit, for the actual edible food, not just the stalks or the bush, the buds that are part of the plant. Quick review. Perek Dalet Mishnah Hey began by discussing the case of peeling off the husks of the barley, and we said that you can certainly peel off one by one, and that's considered to be unprocessed. If, however, you were to pile them all together in your hand and then peel them off that way, that would not be allowed without separating mice. You'd be obligated to separate mice before doing that and before eating them like that. The same is true when it comes to rolling wheat. If you're rolling wheat and you're sifting them from hand to hand and separating the chaff from the kernel in your hand, throwing them from one hand to the other, then it's perfectly permitted to do that. However, if you start putting them in your lap and piling them in your lap, then you're creating a mini batch where you wouldn't be allowed to have them, to eat them, to consume them until you separate meiser for them. And then we transition to the discussion regarding coriander, where we said that if you're planting coriander seeds, you only have to separate meiser for the seeds themselves, because that's what people want, not the leaves that people, generally speaking, don't want. However, the Mishnah taught us that if you're dafka planting the coriander for the leaves, then you would have to separate meiser for the leaves and for the seeds as well. And then Rabbi Lezer discussed the case of the dill, where we said there too, according to Rabbi Lezer, you needed to, he says that you have to separate meiser both for the seeds and for the weed and for the stems, for all of it. However, the Chachamim say no, that you, generally speaking, only, and that's how we paskin, we only need to separate meiser for the actual seeds, again, the part that people actually want to eat, not for the leaves, not for the other parts that people wouldn't generally eat. There were two exceptions to that, but we'll leave that there. And then Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav discussed the question of other various parts of the crop and when you have to separate the meiser, which parts you have to separate meiser for. And according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, you need to separate for the shoots or for the stalks of a fenugreek and mustard seed and pole and the white bean, even though certainly these are all crops and plants that people would generally want the seeds for. But there's still, according to him, these stalks are also an edible part of the crops, and therefore you need to separate meiser from them as well. And then Rabbi Lezer said that when it comes to caper bushes, this is machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva regarding which parts of caper bushes are required meiser separation. And we said, according to Rabbi Lezer, for a caper bush, you must separate meiser both for the capers, for the caper berries, and for the husks. But Rabbi Akiva said that you only have to separate the meiser for the actual caper berries, because at the end of the day, the caper berries are the only fruits, and that's the part that you really need to separate meiser for. Have a great day.